when you walk into the ring for the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Ooh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you precious Blood River Radio family members out there. And I hope we have some new people tuning in. You just never know. But you're listening to, just in case you're just tuned in by mistake, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are proudly the only media I know of in America and probably in the entire world with our entire purpose. The only reason we were created is to fight against the ongoing process of white global genocide. It's been going on since the Garden of Eden, but it has really picked up speed, people, in the last couple of hundred years. Anyway, my name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. Like I said, you're listening to Blood River Radio. We're proudly syndicated nationally, internationally, by Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman and crew. And we're really proud of that. Sam Bushman puts up, we don't see eye to eye on a lot of stuff, but I tell you what, he really stayed with us when I doubt seriously if there's another media in the United States or anywhere else, especially in Europe, that would stay with us, because we're very, very hot. Anyway, people, this here, just in case you're wondering what the date is, this is Tuesday, November 29, 2024. Well, this is a pre-recorded program, because all you people that listen to us all the time, you know that the New York Marathon will be November the 3rd. That's coming up. And my daughter's taking me. We're leaving from Memphis, from Memphis to Nashville tomorrow. Then from Thursday, we're flying out of Nashville to New York. And I'll be there about a week. And we have a lot of people up there that listen to us and support us. Believe it or not, I tell you what, there's more hardcore neo-Nazis, if you want to call them neo-Nazis, more hardcore Nazis and hardcore die-hard Confederates. I was amazed in New Jersey how many people there are much harder core than people right here in the Mid-South area. I guess because they hadn't beat down so bad. Anyway, people, this here is a Christian radio show. Lord knows I'm always going off on these rabbit trails. And we always say a prayer before we do anything. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to say a prayer. So if you will bow your heads, people. Almighty Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, Lord, spoke the entire universe into existence. Like we said before, everything we know, every element that exists now on the periodic table of elements was not even in existence till you spoke them into being, Lord. And Lord, you didn't even have to speak them into being. You could just thought it. And the universe would just appear. That's how powerful you are, Lord. I heard G. Gordon Liddy, dear Lord, once say that man cannot understand you because you're infinite and humans are finite. Anyway, Lord, I would like to thank you for staying with Blood River Radio and Liberty News Radio and Jay and all his precious family and all of our family members. I'd like to thank you so much for staying with us. I'd like to thank you for giving us the honor here at Blood River Radio for being what I know we are the tip of the spear fighting global white genocide. We get much fierier and hotter than any other media that I know of. And Lord, it's not because of our guts and our bravery, it's because you instilled it in us, Lord. And I'd like to ask you, Lord, to keep that fire up in Blood River Radio. It's such an honor to be able to do this battle for you, Lord. If we'll, Lord, continue to supply us with wisdom and discernment to know who the enemy is and to give us the power to survive and to know how to fight that enemy. That's all this in Jesus' name, amen. People, A quick outline. We're going to bring on in just a minute or two, old Tennessee Ben. And halfway through the first hour, about the bottom of the first hour, maybe sometime thereafter, this fellow, his name is Scotty. And we're going to bring him up, and he's going to give us a little report on what he's been doing. He follows us, and he supports us, and he's been spreading some pamphlets that we gave him that we got from the Goyim Defense Network. He's going to come in and give us a quick update on that. And, also what we'll do during the first hour, I'm going to read a quick letter we got from Miss Leah McMichaels. Her son, Travis, excuse this hack, guys. I can never get rid of this hack ever since that virus I had back in August, whatever the hell it was. Like I was saying, we have Greg and Travis. There's the father and son team, family members, the McMichaels. They were put into prison some time ago, if you remember, they were in a fight for the life against this fellow, this feral Negro. He was a serial felon. Many charges against him that he walked free from, pretty much from firearms, a gun, illegal guns, illegal things. He even got caught on some school grounds with a gun, and he got out of it. But Greg and McMichael's fighting for their life. Both of them they're doing a double life sentence in prison, one for the state, one for the feds, and they have a lawsuit going. I'll tell you more about that when I come back from New York. Lee Wilson, the detective for the McMichaels, he's going to come on and give us an entire scoop on how their appeal is going. I have very little hope myself, but it's never totally hopeless. I mean, God works. God can do miracles. He really can. Like I said, folks, that's pretty much for the first outline for that first hour. The second hour, we're going to have Paul Fromm's coming back, and he's coming back on. He's going to be joining in with our little Braveheart, Miss Monica Schaefer. They're both Canadians, so they're going to be kind of working together. The third hour is going to be the Bitter Ender himself. He's back, so he'll be doing the third hour. But once again, this is pre-recorded. Because, once again, like I'm repeating myself, I'm going to be gone. And after I come back this time from New York, I don't envision having to leave again for a while. But you never know. You just can't go. We go from day to day. Anyway, that's pretty much everything I can think of right now. So now we're going to bring in our newest guest we've had on here. We'll just call him Tennessee Ben. How you doing there, old Ben?
I'm doing wonderful, man. How about yourself?
It'd be hard to be any better. I'll tell you something weird. Since a lot of our people listen to this show, this broadcast, we don't call it a show. They look at us kind of like family. I woke up in the middle of the night, and I thought, I'm like you. I'm an RN. I'm trauma certified. I did battle at the Elvis Presley Memorial Level 1 Trauma Center. So I'm thinking, no, it's not a stroke. But my hearing on my left ear was totally gone. And it felt like it had kind of pressure on my left side of the head. But lo and behold, it's cleared up. And I called my best friend in the world. Yeah, it's cleared up, buddy. And I was going to go downtown, ride my bike downtown to the stairs. It's about a 15-mile bike ride. Do those stairs up and down. I sent Jay, who's Lizzie's dad, I sent them photographs of the stairs. One set of the stairs I work on. There's two sets of stairs downtown that I like to work out on. One of them has 73 stairs. They call those the Papaw stairs. It's an honor. They've been kind of named after me. And we have another set with 84 stairs. They call the Emily stairs. She was a badass runner here in Memphis, and we used to do those stairs together. I do a bunch of those. Then I run across either the pedestrian bridge over in Arkansas or go north down front, turn left on North Parkway and go over the Harbortown Bridge, kind of simulate those bridges in New York. But anyway, I know you didn't want to hear all that crap, but I didn't get to do that.
It's always interesting to see, what people get out and do. Everybody thinks that You know, we live and breathe for, you know, the movement, and we do, but we're also normal human beings as well that, you know, have average everyday lives as well.
Yes. And a lot of our people, excuse me if I had the mic, I had the mic too far away. I was 65 years old before I even started running. I'll tell people I'm a living, walking, talking miracle, because when I was 60, I was in cardiac intensive care. And right before that, and a little while after, I was in, I'll tell everybody, I was being treated by everybody and his mama. I saw a lot of the doctors and the army doctors before I got out for various trauma, surgery, and stuff like that. And I saw a lot of the doctors at the VA. And I'll throw it out there. I was seeing, being treated by a cardiologist, which is for the heart. A nephrologist for scar tissue, my kidney, left adrenal glands. It's got, you know, trauma scar. Not an endocrinologist, because I don't have diabetes, thank God. A neurologist for the nerve damage. And I got some brain damage. And I was being treated by a psychiatrist because I was having seizures. I was having 5 or 6 seizures a day at one time. And I was on this drug called valproic. Oh, big time rough. But the valproic acid, I think the brand name was Depakote, that stopped those seizures in its tracks. I was on all, every kind of medicine you can think of, psychotropic drugs and everything. And I started running, became a Christian 2.5 months before my 62nd birthday. And that straightened me all out. Man, we've done burned up a segment already. I didn't mean to get into all that. But people, we'll be right back after this first segment. We'll get down to some hardcore stuff. Be right back, folks.
River Radio is the only news media in the United States whose sole purpose of being is to fight against the ever-rising tide of global white genocide, both soft and hard genocide, whether it is in the form of ethnic cleansing via the current massive invasion of non-white, non-Christian hordes that are overwhelming the once all-white nations of Western Europe, the United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United States, or via the hard genocide in South Africa, where the rape, murder, and torture of whites is an ongoing daily occurrence. Though we are a Christian brotherhood, we will cooperate with other groups in our operations if it will shorten our people's casualty list. We further pledge to you to leave the radio studio at every opportunity and take it to our churches, to our universities, and most importantly, we promise to occupy the streets. However, none of our mission can succeed without funding. Please help us all that you can and donate to our cause by going to www.bloodriverradio.com.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on right here. We're going to go back to Ben to Tennessee. Ben, for a second, he's going to tell you a little bit about this video. Then, if I can, I'm going to pull the. I had a letter on my phone from Mac Michaels. And while he's doing that, I'm going to try to pull this letter up. So go ahead, Ben. If you can, tell us a little bit about that video you're talking about.
Well, as I was saying over the break, I was watching a podcast or a live chat last night on whitepilledtv.com with Gypsy Joker, and this middle-aged Indian man come on from London, and you know, of course the whole basis of that show is just trolling, but the So, you know, he was slurring him and having some fun trolling him. And the guy's like, you know, I'm an immigrant here in London, and we're here to pretty much destroy. I'm just paraphrasing it because it was about a 4-minute interaction. But pretty much he said that their entire plan for what they want to do in London is to completely destroy London, completely destroy England and the UK. And they don't care if they get into a nuclear war. They have enough people in India that Britain cannot wipe them all out, and that they are just going to destroy and trash every European country they can, just spite because of what the Brits did to them, in his mind. But that's kind of just a paraphrase of that video there. And, you know, it was pretty blunt. I mean, he didn't sugarcoat it at all. He's like, yeah, we don't care. We're here to destroy European culture.
I'll try and pull that letter up. Well, you know what? I have to say one thing for those snake eaters, the snake worshippers, rat eaters. They tell the truth. You see, when you,
oh, yeah.
You know what, Ben, and we do. We tell them, see, I'd like to do to them. I want to do to them what they're trying to do to us. And if they think what they want to do to us is rough, they should be able to read my mind and see what I got in store for them. You would not. I mean, you would not believe how rough it's going to be, because it's either them or us. But when you try to speak the truth like that in this country on Blood River Radio, so many of our so-called own people who we call the movement, which we don't have a movement, and I'm going to talk more about that later. But anyway, when your own people will get on to you and say you're being violent, you're being mean-spirited, and I've had even my best friend tell me, you need to tone Blood River down. You need to be more gentle because you're going to turn people away. They'll listen to you. And you're so rough, you're going to turn them away. I say, good, great. That's exactly what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to turn away these worthless bastards. I'm trying to turn them away. I'm after that 1%, that one half of 1%, maybe that 1% that I know that are hardcore ready to go. And listen, they make no bones about it. Oh, go ahead, man. I didn't mean to cut you off, son. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just agreeing.
You know, they'll tell you they won't do that. And, you know, last week, on Third Hour, last broadcast, Paul Fromm, at my request, he edited this booklet called, he put it together, called The Clergy Report. And it went back to 1922. In a nutshell, you have this mixed breed, this mongrel human being. He's part Japanese and part Jew. His dad went to India as some kind of a government official, and then married with this Jap, and had him. And he hated himself like a lot of mulatto people do in the United States. I know one mulatto. I get along with them. They're okay. But most of them hate themselves because they want to be white. And that's the truth. I'm telling you the truth, people. If you say I'm a hater, bad, so sad. But they absolutely hate white people. And that's in this clergy report. This guy, if they listened to the show last week, anytime you're this Jew like that, some of the richest, most powerful Jews in the world put millions of dollars behind him. And I'll wind this up by saying, in 1922, the fellow wrote a blueprint on how he was going to get rid of the white race. And the way he described Ben is exactly what you see now. He said they're going to lift up these black athletes, and put them, make like you see, the superstar football players, superstar basketball players. They get them where they can breed these white women. They start flashing money and diamonds and jewels and cars. And then they're going to, what they can't breed them out that way, they're going to bring millions and millions and millions of non-whites into all white countries. The exact blueprint he laid out there, they did it. And they were also going to destroy the borders. It's the exact blueprint. And when you show the booklet, this Britain in 1922, it's just exactly what's happening now. But the Jews will say to you, oh, don't believe your lying eyes. That's a conspiracy. I mean, but that's what it is. Yeah. But I tell you, it's them. And I'm going to shut up after this. our enemy, the Jew, that goes all the way back to the Garden of Eden, and it's really picked up speed probably, well, since Jesus' day, you know. It's picking up faster and faster and faster. Their end goal has never changed. It's always been the same. It's always to destroy everything that God has made, and they want to destroy us. White people, in my opinion, the most beautiful race God made. He made other races, and that's fine. But, you know, I'm white. I'm proud of being white. I love my parents. I love my grandparents, my great-grandparents all the way back. I love my kids. I'm glad my kids are white. I'm glad I'm white. I'm glad my parents are white. And I'm not only am I not ashamed of it, I'm extremely proud. I think I won the lottery, the nature's lottery by being born white, the greatest race that's existed. But that's what they will do. They'll never, and to sum it up, they'll never rest until they just, till every white, there's not one living soul left on earth that's white. And that's true, Ben. What do you think about that, son?
Oh, I agree 100%. And, you know, I'm on track with you, and that is I am very proud and very blessed to have been born a white man. I will never once in my life, you know, wish I wasn't. I'm very proud of my heritage. And, you know, like you're saying, you know, the Jews will not stop until they've achieved their goal of destroying everything that is righteous and holy. And, you know, I'm not going to be a complete black pill about it. You know, we do have the promise of the Lord, and that is that he will win. We will win through Christ. That doesn't mean we need to sit down and on the back porch and just let it happen. We need to keep fighting and fight for what is right. But we do have hope through Christ that our cause will win.
Amen. I can, as far as I'm concerned, that's a little prayer that you just gave. And I'll say amen to that. And, of course, I'm just like you are. I'm a hardcore Christian, but I'm not one of these mealy-mouthed, false, pseudo Jew Christians, Judeo Christians. And I've told my bad, I don't have any, there's a few Baptist people that will speak to me. Left, I was baptized in the Baptist church, but I tell people that I went through the swept up program. I got, you know, I was recovering Baptist, but I'm through with it now. But they are, I seriously believe if you're listening to this program and you're in what they call a Judeo Christian church, you better get out, because you know what? And I'm sincere. When I say this, I think that if you belong to like the current Southern Baptist Church, they don't even call it Southern Baptist anymore. They had to change their name because they were so ashamed of being called Southern. They don't want to be connected to the South in any way. They don't want to be connected to the Southern heritage. If you're connected to one of these churches and I stand by Israel, we stand by Israel, and you're one of these Jew worshipers, if you're worshiping that false, that artificial state Israel, and you're worshiping these Jews, I'm sincere, Ben, I think these people, I'm not judging, I'm not God, but I think they're going to bust hell wide open. I think they're going to be right there with these Muslims and people that are not Christian. I think they're going to be right there with the Jews that worship the idols that God destroyed, with the Indians in Canada that worship totem poles, with witches and warlocks. This is all the same thing. They're worshiping, they have a false god. They really do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, you know, it's like anybody who claims to love the country Israel and love the Jews, they cannot. They how do you compare? I lost my words. You can't claim to be a Christian and also love the Jews or the country Israel, because they stand against everything which is right, holy, and godly. They mock Christ. They don't want to even recognize him as our Savior. So how do you go and sit down and say, well, I'm a Judeo-Christian? That's like saying I'm a vegan and eating a steak.
Exactly the same thing. And they're I hear the break coming up. People, we'll be right back after this quick break. I'm going to try to pull that Michael's letter back up. I lost a minute ago. If I can get it up, we'll read that. And then pretty soon, we're going to bring up Scott Bedell. Excuse me, Scott. What the hell is his name? Anyway, we'll bring Scott up, and he's going to give us a report for the activism he's been doing. Be right back, folks.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Donald Trump Jr. here. Let me ask you this. Does inflation feel worse than we're being told in the news? That's because the official inflation rate doesn't tell the whole story. Since January of 2021, the cost of living has increased by 17.9%. You can't get that money back. But what you can do is stop your losses today. How? By diversifying your savings into a gold IRA from my friends at the Birch Gold Group. When you're done, your money will be parked in a tangible asset with proven history. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word PREPARE to 989898. Birch Gold is the only gold company I trust. They provide an easy process to roll over your 401k or IRA into gold without losing your tax advantage status. So text PREPARE to 989898. That's PREPARE to the number 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs from Birch Gold.
The Pentagon says North Korea has sent 10,000 soldiers to Russia. The troops are undergoing training before likely being dispatched to Ukraine.
It's not clear how they will be deployed, but it is interesting because on the Western side, Western allies, the U.S., have been wary of this war's footprint spreading. And Russia's strengthening relationship with North Korea does just that on the other side. What we're hearing from the Pentagon is that there will be no new restrictions announced on missiles it provides Ukraine or on what it hits inside Russia. And that includes, potentially, hypothetically, on North Korean soldiers.
The BBC's James Waterhouse. North Korea says its top diplomat is visiting Russia, another sign of their deepening ties. North Korea's official news agency says a delegation led by its foreign minister departed for Russia Monday, did not specify the purpose of the visit. News and analysis, townhall.com. North Carolina elections officials say voting preparations are running smoothly, even as the state struggles in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene.
After the first week of early voting, more than 2.3 million voters have cast their ballots in the state, a 30% turnout of registered voters with 8 days remaining until Election Day. While over 400 early voting sites are currently open, local boards of elections are also gearing up to open more than 2,600 Election Day polling stations statewide. The 25 counties in western North Carolina hardest hit by the hurricane will continue to receive additional support to ensure that polling stations are open. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Its value meals helped turn around McDonald's U.S. sales in the third quarter. The recovery could be hindered by an E. coli outbreak tied to quarter pounders. McDonald's says U.S. same-store sales rose 0.3% from July through September. Revenue also rose. It gained 3% to $6.87 billion. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio family, thank you so much for hanging on during the break. Boy, I tell you what, I don't know if I'm talking fast or maybe Ben's talking fast, but it seems like this time is, flat out flying. But just in case you're tuning in, I'll just let you know one more time. We're being brought. This is a pre-recording. We're actually today is in real time. It's Tuesday, October 29. I got the wrong month written down. 2024, the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This show will be run on November 2nd. Because I have to be going up to New York, man. That old New York Marathon, it didn't wait. But I won't be running it this year, as I told people, because I missed about 6 weeks training time with that big virus. But I'm going to be up there. I'm going to see my people, the Alsac St. Jude people from Chicago, from Connecticut, and from New York. And I'll be working some with them, working with what they call the Expo. But anyway, that's why we're pre-recording this station. But folks, it's just been me and old Ben, Tennessee Ben so far. We have this old fellow named Scott coming on, and I met up with Scott for the first time in person. It's coming up on a year over at Keith Alexander's Christmas party, and then I saw him later again when we were in Greenville last, I think it was last May is when it was. But anyway, Scott's been doing some good work. We sent him a bunch of pamphlets on trying to get people into the Judeo-Christian church. And but anyway, he's going to give us a report on how his work's been going. Well, up yonder in the far, just up in the far Northlands. How you doing, though? How you doing, Scott?
Good, Eddie. How are you?
Pretty good. I've been kind of moaning the blues because I can't run that daggum marathon. I missed about altogether. It took me about 6 weeks to get completely over that damn whatever it was. I never had anything like that. And I've had a lot of different stuff. But anyway, we're going up there, seeing all my people. I know a lot of people from what they call the New York Alsacs. That's the people that's the fundraising department for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. I'll see them. I've known some of them for 12 years. They're very dear to my heart. Some of them will come in there from Chicago. They come from all over the country to work that marathon. And it's just a huge, big thing. We'll have what they call a pasta party up there. I'll just tell the people that listen to us, because we're kind of like family. They like to know what we're doing. When you run that New York marathon, you go over. You can either ride a bus. I can ride the St. Jude Heroes buses. They have a bunch of buses lined up at Central Park. And you have to be there at Central Park no later than 5 o'clock to get on that bus. Because if you get there later than 5 o'clock, they're going without you. But I tell you what, I've done that. This will be my seventh time since I was 67. But back in 2022, the weather was beautiful. I said, I'm going to ride the ferry. So I rode the ferry, and we had the Coast Guard cutter giving us an escort across over to Staten Island. You go over to Staten Island, and when you get to Staten Island, you go in this place called Fort Wadsworth, and you leave. That's where the starting line is. The starting line is in Fort Wadsworth. That's what they call they have the Verrazano Straits. Some people call it the Verrazano Narrows, the bridge there, and that bridge is 2 miles across. So that incline, you start off on the incline. It's about about an 1/8 mile in sharp uphill. And then you have the next badass bridge is at the exact half marathon point. You get, and the bridge has got about 4 or 5 names. Some people call it the Queensboro Bridge, the Ed Koch Memorial Bridge. But anyway, it's just magic being able to go up there. But I guess I'm talking too much about these damn marathons. We're supposed to be talking about global white genocide. I'm really excited about that, folks. It saved my life being a St. Jude hero. It really did. But anyway, Scott, I'm bringing myself back to earth. Tell us, introduce yourself a little bit. Quick bio. Tell them how we met, whatever you want to. And tell us what you've been doing, because you really got heavy into this, up to your eyeballs, waist deep and eyeballs deep in this activism, brother. So go ahead, tell us who you are and what you've been doing.
Well, it's certainly a lot of fun. And hello, Ben. I didn't say hi to you earlier, so nice to share the air with you. And thank you, sir. I'm originally a Southerner. I was born and raised in Florida. I'm now biding my time in communist Marxist Minnesota. Even the conservatives are pretty toothless up here, as you can imagine. Moved here from Nebraska after I retired from the Navy. And like Eddie said, I got to meet them at Keith Alexander's Christmas party. I met him and James Edwards, and that was a lot of fun. And then got to see them again in Greenville in May. And so you got that month right, Eddie. And, it just really increased my circle quite a bit. I mean, rubbing shoulders with, I talk to Scoop Stanton on a regular basis now.
Oh,
met
Scoop,
Harry Cooper, a hero of mine. Met the great Michael Hill, and talked to Jack Ryan on occasion. Met Jason Kessler, of course, and talked to Courtney from Alabama. She's given me a call. Sam Dixon, Warren Baylaw, you name it. And Matt Goodman and his wife. That was a lot of fun. So, there's only one way to get a white circle like that, and that's to get in, if eyeballs deep, because you're not going
to. The only way to do it.
You're not going to find them in your local community that easily anyway. So depending on where you live, especially not in Minnesota. So.
Well, here in Memphis, people think, oh, if you're the South, we still do lynching and stuff like that. But I'm telling you what, right here in the Memphis area, we've got so many cooks here, so many communists, and so many woke radicals. It's we have one, especially we have a university here, Oiska School, Rhodes College. They're what they are. They're a bunch of Harvard wannabes. They're people that they don't have what it takes to get into a really big time school, but they try to pulling themselves off as being Ivy League. It's called, it used to be Southwestern, but Southwestern wasn't good enough for them. That was too, you know, too common, too much of a commoner. So they changed their name to Rhodes College, like Cecil Rhodes, I guess, of South Africa frame. But anyway, they are so communist. They're so communist. They have this black woman. I think she's a tranny, and she's a professor. She's probably a professor, you know. And they get these doctorates in like black studies. Black history and stuff like that. She's so hateful. She even puts out the same garbage that they have a Jew instructor in Harvard. She's putting out the same garbage that he puts out, that white people should be exterminated. They should be, if nothing else, they should be, you know, castrated and spayed like dogs. And she said she doesn't understand how anybody could object to getting rid of the white race because we're like poison. And she's like a saint out there. They look at her like she's, you know, Tom Brady, like the football people look at Tom Brady. But anyway, that's how bad Memphis is. And when I go up to New York.
They'll never look at that as hate or call that hate. But if you say the same stuff about them, then you're the hateful one.
True. Mm-hmm. When I go to New York, I see people from Jersey. I was just telling Ben, and they're like, hardcore dudes. Like, there's some hard. I was really amazed how so many people from New Jersey and parts of New York are hardcore. Matter of fact, you've met Frank White under a different name. You know Frank White. I can't tell his name over the air. Sure. He's from Jersey, and he says there's only two kinds of people in New York, two kinds of white people. He said there's Jews and anti-Semites. And that's all they have. But anyway, hey, I'm really excited about what you've been doing. Oh, by the way, I'll be seeing Dr. Hill and some other people. Let's see, that'll be November the 9th. I'm supposed to go up and speak. And it's going to be a bloodletting speech. It's going to be, I'm telling people, I told Dr. Hill flat up front, we're going to have to separate the sheep from the goats in this so-called movement that doesn't really exist.
Sure.
And a lot of people hate me right now. And I'm going to have a lot fewer people that like me when I leave that meeting. It's going to be a bloodletting. I'm dropping out the napalm, buddy.
It's going to be a good time. That's for sure.
Yes, sir. And I think I'm hoping Ben can come up there with me. But anyway.
Oh, I'm going to be there. I wouldn't miss it for anything.
Well, kind of like how James and Keith say, I mean, you know a person more by who their enemies are.
That's right. And you'd be surprised some of the people that are going to be my enemies when I leave there. And they really aren't. Some of them are now, but they don't have the balls to say it. But anyway, but it's going to be. I'll tell y'all about it when I get back. If I'm still alive, I think if Ben's there, guys, he's going to have his asbestos underwear on. And I think we'll be cool. I think we'll be cool. But I can't wait to go up there to see their damn faces. But anyway, I know Dr. Hill knows what's going on. He knows.
Yeah,
buddy.
Dr. Tom, I said hi.
But anyway, get us a. I think I was so damn sidetracked. We're about to run out of time before the first break. But tell us what you've been doing up there, brother.
Well, I heard you and Nancy talking on one of the shows about these flyers, these GTV flyers. And, you know, Nancy was really talking about we need to print them off and distribute them and all that. And so I immediately started looking for them and didn't have the website.
I'm sorry, Scott. Wait, I waited. I blew so much time. I swear it seemed like being on the air 15 minutes. So we come back from this break, I'm going to get out of Scott's way, and me and Ben are going to listen to him talk about this great activism he's been doing. Be right back, folks.
Have you ever heard of Loving Liberty Ladies? Well, the Loving Liberty Ladies are here to help you learn our American heritage and the way it affects today's society. The Loving Liberty Ladies also have a discussion guide called Proclaim Liberty. And with this guide, you can start your own group in your hometown. Get yours today on our website at lovingliberty.net. Look for our lesson supplements, too. They're free. To hear all the special offers and to join the fight for freedom and liberty, please go to lovingliberty.net.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death, like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio of family, thank you so much. I'm so wound up doing this show, man. I had to come. Miss Teenage America had to really reel me in. And I thank you, Miss Lizzie. But anyway, people, this broadcast is getting more and more fun. Scott, I tell you what, I'm hoping and praying you started up. We started up here a few times in Memphis, but anyway, tell people up there. I went too long a minute ago. You didn't get to get it all out before we went to the break. But start all over and tell people what you did do it. Fella, tell them what kind of material you've been putting out, where you've been putting it out, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, sure. Like I said earlier, Nancy and you were talking about these flyers and. Nancy was advocating that you print them off and distribute them, and I tried to find them online. I couldn't find them anywhere. So I reached out to you, Eddie, and then you said, well, I'll get some sent to you. And then you got really sick, and you still got right on top of it. I don't think I waited longer than a week and had this nice, very appreciated care package of anti-Semitism from you. So,
well, gee, you hurt my feelings. You think... Well, you've done call me anti-Semitic. My God. I'm going to melt. I'm a snowflake.
Well, then, you know, right there on the bottom is where the website where you can go get them. I don't know if I can say that on the air. Can I? Or
power away. I'm sure he'd be appreciate it.
Yeah, gtvflyers.com. And so you can go there and you can download all these. They're real high quality color, black and white, small, large, doesn't matter. And so I'll just print off a bunch of them and, you know, use my wife's scrapbooking cutter and just slice them up. And I'll put them in Ziploc sandwich bags with a little bit of planting gravel and just keep a bunch of them in my truck all the time for moments of opportunity. And especially when it's getting darker, not too late because I don't want to draw attention to myself. But, you know, when the sun goes down, which the days get pretty short up here in Minnesota in the wintertime, so we're only in fall and it's already less than 10 hours of daylight a day. So I get plenty of time and I'll just toss them out. Mm-hmm. Like I used to have a paper route when I was stationed in Pensacola. So it's kind of like that. Just toss them out the window. And, you know, go ahead, Ben.
Go. I was going to say what I've done in the past too, for throwing flyers out is I'll go to dollar store and I'll buy a bunch of like Jolly Ranchers and I'll put them in. So it's, instead of rocks, it's candy just to add to the torment a little bit more.
I'll have to do that. That's keeping up for sure.
My favorite thing to do is to go to places like Bellevue Baptist Church. And I'll give you a little story. In fact, I'm hoping I get Ben and hopefully one more of his fire-breathing compadres. What I need them to do is just to film what happens when I do this thing. I don't need them to get in the mix. Some years ago, I was still 70 or better, and we have this place called Bellevue Baptist Church here in Memphis. It's one of the largest Judeo-Christians in the South. It's supposed to be there's this Baptist church, but my Lord, they love their Israel, they love their Jews, and they can. I mean, they will. I'll tell you what, I went over there one time. It's a huge church. You can fly a small helicopter inside of the church. I have no doubts. No qualms whatsoever to flying one. It's gigantic. Anyway, I'm over there, and I have my signs made up. One of the signs says, open borders for Israel. Another type of sign I had was gun control for Israel. No more Christian blood spilt over Israel. No more Jew wars. It didn't take – I'll make this short. I don't want to hog the hour. I'd say within 2.5 minutes, this gigantic black. You know, these blacks, they're like sea turtles. I think they grow until they die. But he was huge. He's on this scooter, we're barely holding him. He's supposed to be some kind of security for the church. And he comes over and says, you can't do that. I said,
oh my God.
Is the word you're struggling to find, is it, are you trying to say, I can't do that? And I said, what do that can I not do? You can't hold them signs. You can't hold them signs up. I said, "Yes, sir. I'm right here on the public sidewalk, and I ain't moving." And he ain't gonna move it. Willie got on his little radio. Some of the good Christians come born out of the Baptist church. One of the little redhead guys just sitting there looking at me, saying, "What are you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm holding this sign up here, you know." In just a real short time, the crowd gathered. I mean, here's one 70-year-old guy, 70 plus. With these signs, and they came out, I mean, this like Satan was trying to invade their church. Keep in mind, on public sidewalk, and the little redheaded guy, I see roughly 6 feet probably, that's not big nowadays, and he had looked like, I think it was a taser. And then here comes this other fellow, he has a really nice suit on. By this time, we got a crowd of about 20 people out of the church. The word had gotten around. And I said, good. Well, you've got to either be God or the preacher. He said, here's exactly what he told me. He said, no, I'm the man that's come out here to whip your ass. And I said, whoa, now you're talking, you know, my vocabulary. I understand that. And I didn't do too well in grammar and everything, but I understand them words, you know. Yeah. But it got so hot. Then he whips out a police badge. And he was a Memphis cop. I'll wind this up real quick to tell you what happened. It finally got so hot. I thought I better get out of there because I thought they were getting me and going to tase me there because they were getting really close and get really violent. And, you know, I have this heart. This my heart's like a steel bolt. I have this electrical problem. In fact, I have to take a medication for it. It's a calcium channel blocker. It's called diltiazem. Trade name is Cardizem. I take that to try to head it off. Anyway, but I still run marathons. But anyway, so I went to the city councilman. I went to the mayor. I went everywhere I could go. And the only place I could finally get an answer, I went to the local police station here close to my house. They said, I said, hey, it's a public sidewalk. What can I, don't I have a right to stand out there? The cop said, yes, you do have a right. And the next time you decide to go over there, come by here. Let us know where you're going to be. And, you know, I just speak. And if they give me any trouble, give us a call. So I want to go back. And I want to take some more of them signs, and I'd like to go up there, and I want to get me one of these nice Jew flags, and I want to burn that flag. I got to check. I don't know what the law says about burning flags, but I want to burn that Star of Beelzebub that we call the Star.
Well, heck, if it's the Yankee flag, they don't care.
Oh hell no, but I want to burn that. But anyway, that's what
I
did.
It's only freedom. It's only freedom of speech if you're a non-white.
That's right. That's right. Yep. Jeez. Well, like I said, I'll toss them out. So far, I haven't been doxxed, you know, but there's a lot of Ring cameras around, and I'm sure it's only a matter of time. But, you know, heck, I imagine getting doxxed will bring on a sense of freedom. You know, it's like all those faggots talk about when they come out of the closet. You know,
yes.
It's like, you know, over time, and I don't know how, but, you know, fags came out of the closet and straight white male Christians got put in it. And so.
That's true. I have to remember that. I was passing out.
So I'm looking to come out, you know, for sure.
Well, you know.
Well,
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, man.
Yeah, I got doxxed pretty good coming out of Charlottesville. I mean, they put my picture and name right on a front page of ABC News and. Made a good picture for me. I mean, my boss already knew where I was before I got back from my undisclosed vacation. And but I, the reason I say this is, you have nothing to fear in being doxxed. There's nothing you have that they can take away from you that has the value of your life? You know what I mean? Like,
right.
The only thing they can take from you is money and stuff. And
right.
If you lose friends over it, they weren't friends to begin with.
And when one door closes, another one opens, you know? So,
yep.
You know, yep. You get closer to like-minded people and you find out that life is way better than it was before when you were faking the funk, you know? So,
yep.
And passing out these flyers, it kind of made me think of, you know, you guys remember the World War II Kilroy was here?
Yes.
You know, mm-hmm. American GIs were writing Kilroy was here everywhere, and it even made Hitler paranoid, which, you know, I'm a fan of Hitler. I'll say that proudly. But, you know, if it can make a man like that feel paranoid, same effect on much weaker people than Hitler was. And that's who we're surrounded around by, you know. So, but and I also have a couple aliases on Facebook because I've pretty much been kicked out of a lot of, you know, the community pages here in town. With my own Facebook page, so I created a couple of aliases, and in fact, one of them's on the bio. It says anti-Semitism is not a crime. Forcing people to only speak fondly of anyone is the First Amendment. You know, so and so far, I haven't been kicked out with that guy. So
before we go, I got a question I want to ask y'all. Before we go, we haven't done it lately. We always pride ourselves on Blood River Radio is talking about solutions because, and we've been guilty of it too. We talk about problems. But I'll go to Scott, and then you, then quickly, and then Ben. I think you're doing some of the solutions right now, passing out flowers. I know Ben has. I have. But while we still have time, Scott, in your mind, what you know we are facing critical danger. We're looking at all-out nuclear war, stirred up by the Jews. We're looking at this election, people shutting down places like Blood River Audio, being exterminated, the borders wide open. You know, you're fully aware of all the problems, both of y'all are. What's the solutions you would pass on to other people, especially young people, Scott, right, quickly, and then Ben will have time to chime in.
Well, I think the biggest thing you can do is not be shut down. You know, be a smart ass. You know, when somebody says something that you know, discredits your race or what you stand for, you make fun of it. You don't take it seriously. Nothing seems to bother these people more than not being taken seriously. So you know, turn your back on them. And in some ways, activism is ignoring them because they're such attention whores, you know. And,
exactly.
You know, when they were saying that whole BLM crap, silence is violence. Well, then I'll be the most violent person in the room. I don't have anything to say to you, you know? So, you know, I don't care. I'm not on board with your LGBTQRLMNOP or whatever the, you know, woke, du jour you have to sell right now. So I'm here for one cause, one cause only, first and foremost, and that's my people. And you mess with my people, and like Eddie says, you know, our people that are traitors, they're the enemy number one.
Yes. Yes. They're the worst.
I kind of just, you know, I'm kind of just grasping onto the frame of mind of what, you know, the French Resistance people must have had when they were occupied, you know, that kind of thing, because we really can't go toe to toe with these people. We need to fight them more like the Viet Cong fought us.
Well, folks, we've run completely out of time. Guys, I will be getting back with y'all when I get back from New York. I've really enjoyed y'all coming on. Appreciate both y'all coming on. But I will be getting back with you quickly, and that's for sure. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Ben in person up at where we're going to be on November 9th. But anyway, folks,
it's
hang on
to
your
awesome. Seat.
It will be. It most certainly will be. We're going to the second hour. We're going to pick up my little Sister Braveheart, Monica Schaefer, and Paul Fromm. Be right back, folks.